No inflation, no cost of living increase.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government releases its Consumer Price Index this morning, and it's expected to show inflation is almost non-existent. That has consequences for senior citizens. The Social Security Administration will announce today there will be no cost of living increase next year for seniors. Marketplace's Steve Henn says President Obama is asking Congress to give the elderly a one-time $250 payment to help make ends meet.
The one-time payments would cost the federal government roughly $13 billion. For most seniors, the $250 payment's the equivalent of a 2% cost of living increase. Normally, cost of living adjustments are pegged to consumer prices, but because prices fell this year, there isn't going to be an increase to Social Security. The president reportedly doesn't want the money for these payments to come directly from the Social Security Trust Fund. Instead, he's expected to ask Congress to borrow additional billions. Key members of the House and Senate have signaled their support. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Now's when we do the numbers. European stocks are flat this morning. Asian markets jumped earlier today, and you've probably heard about Wall Street's milestone. The Dow rose 144 points yesterday, and it closed 15 points above the 10,000 level. The world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev, signed a deal this morning to sell a slew of its East European breweries. This is the latest sell-off since InBev and Anheuser-Busch merged last year. Let's bring in our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard, live from London. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Why is the company selling all these breweries?
Mainly to raise cash to pay off debt. InBev, the Belgian company, borrowed very heavily to buy Anheuser-Busch last year, and the combined group now owes more than $50 billion. And the group has been selling assets to pay down that debt. Asset sales so far have raised around $9 billion. So they're getting there.
And what does this selling tell us about the health of this giant Anheuser-Busch InBev creation?
Well, analysts are saying so far it shows that the takeover appears to be paying off. The asset sales are going well. They've sold theme parks, can-making plants, breweries, of course, and they're fetching pretty good prices in what are difficult market conditions. The stock market certainly seems to like this deal. The combined company share price has doubled over the past year.
So what could this mean for the company's American operations?
Well, it's perhaps not too positive. One analyst I spoke to today said that beer sales are still struggling, particularly in the US, and the company is going to have to take out costs there. American job losses are a distinct possibility.
Stephen Beard joining us live from London. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conserve more.com.
Bad news for the travel industry. USA Today quotes an analyst this morning predicting U.S. air travel will continue to decline next year. One of the fastest-growing markets for plane travel has been India. But as Raymond Thibodeau reports from New Delhi, it's not just the recession that's hurting airlines there.
As their flights are called, passengers at Indira Gandhi International Airport race from the check-in counters to the security lines. There are thousands of travelers here, but only a tiny percentage of Indians are rich enough to travel by air. Even so, as India's prosperity surged in recent years, analysts say so has the country's $14 billion a year air industry.
The last 4 or 5 years, we saw growth, domestic market growing by about 200%, international market growing by 100%.
Kapil Kaul is chief analyst for the Center for Asia-Pacific Aviation. He says in the last 4 years, India's carriers went on hiring sprees. They also ordered about 400 jetliners from Boeing and Airbus. Call says the airline companies face steep jet fuel taxes imposed by India's state governments. And when oil prices shot up last year, they took another hit.
That started impacting each and every airline. To make matters worse, financial meltdown almost exhausted any chances that these airlines had of raising capital. Most of them have huge debts, huge interest payment obligations.
The airlines tried raising fares, but abandoned that idea when demand plummeted. Indian carriers looked for other fixes. Some merged with bigger rivals. Some have tried to slash employee roles. And some are delaying or even canceling plane orders. India's swankiest airlines, Kingfisher and Jet Airways, are known for pampering their passengers with scented welcome towels and gourmet meals. But even they are switching to a low-cost, no-frills model. That's been a bonanza for Indian travelers, with airfares dropping. Maybe too low, says A.J. Prakash, director for the Travel Agents Federation of India.
A Bombay-Delhi is selling at half the price it was selling last year. The public got used to thinking that they could fly for next to nothing. That obviously is not going to continue for very long. One of these airlines is going to fold up. And when that does, be assured that the rest of them are going to jack their fares up.
They'll need to. Analysts say India's domestic carriers stand to lose about $2.5 billion this year. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And finally, the Catholic League is denouncing HBO and comedian Sarah Silverman for a video the channel aired in which Silverman calls on Pope Benedict to sell the Vatican and use the money to feed the world.
You preach to live humbly, and I totally agree. So now maybe it's time for you to move out of your house that is a city. On an ego level alone, you will be the biggest hero in the history of ever.
The Catholic League response says the church feeds more of the poor than any private institution in the world. The Vatican has valued its real estate at about $900 million, not including what it calls the priceless Sistine Chapel and St. Peter's Basilica. The United Nations says poor countries need $44 billion a year in food aid. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.